With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Republican Senator Steve Daines says President Donald Trump will overturn the closure of the Anaconda Job Corps Civilian Conservation Center.
There were literally some tears shed and cheering. This is some great news for Anaconda, and you know, Anaconda needs good news.
The announcement comes after a May 24th federal decision to close 9 Job Corps sites across the country. Forest Service Job Corps civilian conservation centers train at-risk youth from across the country in trade skills and provide valuable community service like wildfire response. The other 16 Forest Service Job Corps sites, including one in Darby, will be transferred from Forest Service to Department of Labor oversight or management by private contractors, according to the Labor Department's release last month. Daines says the Anaconda Job Corps will remain under Department of Agriculture management, but he could only comment on the fate of that Job Corps, not the 24 others with uncertain futures. In a statement released late this afternoon, Montana's Democratic Governor Steve Bullock praised the development, but added he hopes the Anaconda and Trapper Creek Job Corps will not eventually be privatized. Bullock said, quote, "They are integral to the workforce needs of rural America, and the jobs should remain in the agencies and with the people who have a track record of proven success," end quote. Montana wildlife officials say they've recently captured and killed 2 bears. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials said today a 3-year-old 195-pound male grizzly repeatedly broke into chicken coops and killed many chickens before it was captured Thursday north of Kalispell. Glacier National Park officials euthanized a black bear today in the Lake McDonald Lodge area after it broke into an employee's cabin.
With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. Governor Steve Bullock is traveling to the West Coast and to Iowa this week as he campaigns for president. The governor's office announced today Chief of Staff Tom Lopach is leaving the administration after accepting a position with the campaign. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Bullock is entering the 4th week of his presidential campaign. The term-limited governor has pushed for national media coverage in the early going to break into the crowded field of Democrats in the 2020 race. Bullock spoke with Bloomberg TV last week, where he continued to pitch himself as a Democrat that can win over Republicans.
I'm the only one in the field that actually won in a Trump state with Trump on the ballot.
Bullock's campaign website says he'll be in San Francisco tomorrow for a fundraiser. He's expected to travel to Iowa over the weekend and be there until Monday. Bullock traveled to Iowa and New York last week. Ali Bovingdon was named governor's chief of staff Monday, following Lopach's move from the office to the campaign. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Several elite firefighting crews from Montana plan to leave for the Canadian province of Alberta on Wednesday to help battle more than 24 large wildfires. U.S. Forest Service officials say hotshot teams from the Helena, Lolo, Bitterroot, and Flathead National Forests will leave from Great Falls. Hotshot teams meet high standards for physical fitness, training, experience, and leadership. The largest fire in Alberta has burned about 1,160 square miles of land. Smoke from the fires drifted into Montana late last week. Biologists have updated a decades-old guide to fish in Montana by creating an app to help people identify species. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported last week that High Country Apps developed the Fishes of Montana app in collaboration with biologists at Montana State University and State Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. The app launches this month and includes photos and descriptions of the state's more than 90 fish species, as well as distribution maps. A hearing has been set for Wednesday in a constitutional debate between Montana's governor and secretary of state. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Late last week, a district judge in Helena temporarily blocked Republican Secretary of State Corey Stapleton from enrolling into law a bill to change the state's definition of wild bison. Democratic Governor Steve Bullock vetoed that bill in April. However, Stapleton says Bullock missed a 10-day deadline to file the veto to the secretary's office, which allowed the bill to become law. The governor's office says that deadline doesn't exist and filed a lawsuit against Stapleton Friday. Stapleton's office has not publicly commented on the case since the lawsuit was filed. His office has not responded to MTPR's interview requests. The first hearing is scheduled for Wednesday afternoon in front of Judge Michael McMahon. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The Crown Guitar Workshop and Festival, scheduled for the first time in Bozeman this summer, has been canceled, according to the Daily Interlake. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The Crown Guitar Workshop and Festival has brought some of the world's best musicians to the Flathead over the last decade to perform and mentor youth and adult guitarists. The Big Fork-based organization decided this year to expand into southwest Montana with a new festival location in Bozeman from July 31st to August 3rd. The board of directors said in a statement recently they had to cancel the event due to circumstances beyond their control, but did not elaborate. They said, quote, "We are disappointed because we were looking forward to establishing a presence in Bozeman," unquote. The board announced in March Big Fork would take a one-year hiatus. The Daily Interlake reports the majority of people who had registered for the event in Big Fork were able to transfer to the one in Bozeman. It's unclear if registrations will be able to roll over to the 2020 festival. The board of directors did not respond to YPR's inquiries before the deadline for this story. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.